Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 Radio Law Talk. What do you do for a whiplash from driving a tractor? My left side of my neck, as I just every time I turn, it hurts. I know this is a little...
Just call a personal injury lawyer.
Yeah, I was going to say, driving a tractor.
I have a referral for you.
Can you believe that? Driving a tractor, whipped in my left side of my neck, sir.
Well, whoever you go to see, I'm going to preemptively suggest against anyone that would recommend amputation. So,
The neck area.
Yes, of the neck area.
I would say a foam roller.
Okay.
And I would say a chiropractor. Those two.
I ain't going to no doctors. So go to
the foam roller.
It's not that bad. It's a minor, it's not like, it's just like a minor twinge.
Just irritating. Yeah.
It's just kind of, never mind.
Kind of like cow.
We're going to talk today about Phil Coffin. kind of like our producer.
Exactly.
I'm Frederick Penny, your host. We got Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and we've got Todd Cunin, who is Dave's brother.
Good old what's his name?
Just remember, if you want to call in 855 Law Radio, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Welcome WRKQ from Madisonville, Tennessee. Did I say it right?
Yeah, I would say you did. And, I got to say,
12:50 a.m.
To those folks, it's kind of close to where I was at. Madisonville is between Chattanooga and Knoxville.
Okay.
And I, when I lived in Tennessee, lived up in northeast Tennessee near Bristol. It was in the county seat was Bluntville, so it was the Johnson City, Tri-Cities area, Kingsport, Bristol, that area. And I was there.
The Tri-Cities area of Tennessee. Sure, we all know exactly
where that's at. Interesting. My sister just got married, and her husband was from Kingsport. You got to be kidding me, really?
How's that happen?
But, yes, great people out there, great area of the country, loved it.
We're going to talk about Brad Pitt being sued. It was a weird lawsuit. We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about some interesting lawyer letters and the response an interesting letter to Bill Murray. And then an interesting letter back from Bill Murray's lawyer. Is that correct? That's the way we're doing it? Or vice versa?
I read it. Interesting may be a stretch there, but I think one person knows how to be funny, and then the other person tried. That's all I can say. No, they tried.
And we're gonna discuss those after we do a thing called Case or No Case that Cal tries to stump us. And what he does is he's going to give us a case or a scenario, and we got to determine if it's a case and what the outcome was. Roll it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
This one's local, isn't it?
I promised I was going to take you to Beverly Hills, California, where Sunshine Joy Beckman, easy for me to say, was a classic New Ager, raised by free spirit hippies, and Sherry followed suit. But you know what? All free agers age, and Sherry began to experience some serious pains in her chest and in her back. Her doctor, Dr. Levin, told her, you're just getting old, Sherry. It's okay. Here's some medicinal stuff you can try to take an edge off of it. But anyway, Sherry's days were clouded with pain, which had now turned to agony.
Oh, okay.
So after a day of walking, a long walk on the beach at sunset, she went to a walk-in clinic where the doctor said, well, we need an x-ray just to make sure there's nothing going on here. So they take a picture, and in there was a needle. You see, years ago, Sherry had an acupuncturist at Dr. Levin's office. Her name was Jennifer, and now her name is Jennifer Levin. Inside Sherry's chest was an acupuncture needle from about 15 years ago. And Sherry was a little upset, thinking about how many pain-free days she could have enjoyed. And so she sought legal counsel. And so I ask you, Denise, case or no case?
Case.
Okay.
Case and Sherry wins.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because what? What do you think? I mean,
well, because it was extreme professional neglect to put a needle in and then not take it out and for it to then,
you know,
go into her body.
It would seem that way, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Mr. Penny, what do you think? Case or no case?
So we don't do, we used to do medical malpractice, but we have gone far away from it because of certain reasons I'm not going to get into. But I do know a number of things about this. The first thing is, did you know that when they do a surgery, they have certain things they use and they have to account for everything before they sew them up or whatever, take care of them or her. They're going to have to say, all right, we have four needles. Do you have four? One, two, three, four. It's three sponges. Yep, three sponges. Because the famous thing is like sponges getting left in. That's where you hear about them. But how the heck, having not done acupuncture but know about acupuncture and studied it, how does a needle get that far? In acupuncture, you just barely put it in.
Well, it said that it broke off. That's all it, and
it
then migrated.
Could have not been the whole needle, but maybe a piece of the needle.
Yeah, and then it migrated.
Okay, so for sure it's a case. And I'm going to say she loses because it's just too simple to say that, Denise. It's too simple to say, you know, she wins because that's normally what will happen. I'm going to say it's a case and she loses, but you're right. It's how it does migrate. They will migrate up to certain areas.
All right, Mr. Kuhner, what are you thinking about this? A migratory needle.
I'm just trying to visualize the count at the end of surgery where you're going over the list of all things. You know, all right, yeah, we got the scalpels, all right, the sponges, check. Hey, Hal, where's your iPod? Oh, no. I was wearing a watch when I came in here, right?
Don't sew them up yet.
Oh, no. Well, he'll always know the time. So I'm going to say it's a case, and I'm going to say she loses, and I'm going to say that she loses because they're unable to prove that it was this person who left the needle in.
Ah.
That there's an issue about, okay, you know.
Of causation.
You may have, I'm not doubting there's a needle, but prove it's mine. How do I know that it's my needle?
Because it says Joe's acupuncture on
it. Yes, in very small print. Yeah. Yes, and it was.
Dang it, I knew we shouldn't have done that marketing ploy you told me to do.
Because the recording from the iPod that was left inside her when they played it said, hey, Hal, leave the needle in.
I can't do that, Dave.
Okay. Oh,
all right,
gosh.
Sorry. Why are you going to the power source, Dave?
Okay, so you heard the scenario.
Uh-huh.
And all of our really bright lawyers, every one of them said this was a case. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fred said it was a case. Denise said it was a case. Todd said it was a case.
Oh, no.
And all I can say is,
again! Man, a lie!
It is no case, but based on a true story, the story I used as a basis involved a guy from China, and the needle had been in him for 40 years, and he did not want to consider suing. Well, they took the needle out. It was 1 inch long. Once they took it out, pains were all gone. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Case.
Scenario, but not a case.
Right, or no case. Next time, I'll take you to the heartland. Yes, but
I could see the defense attorney if they'd taken the case. Now, the needle's been in there for 40 years, right? Yes, it has. When did the pain start? The pain started in the last year. So, essentially, that needle gave you 39 years of pain relief.
Pain-free service.
And now, essentially, we have undercharged.
And now you complain.
That's a good idea. I didn't think of that. That's a good argument. I could see Todd doing that. Like, you couldn't see his gestures. He's touching his chest with both hands. I could see him in the jury doing that. Oh,
easy,
yeah.
Easy.
What do you think, man? Look at the chest is feeling good.
Right, it's all me.
Yeah. We're going to be back and talk about Phil Collins.
Excellent. So there's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on this, your favorite radio station, or streaming on RadioLawTalk.com. And remember, we are live 9 to noon Saturdays, 9 to noon Pacific time, and you can click to our website. We stream there all the time at no charge. Radio Law Talk will be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas.
That is armadillo.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We should probably, like, do on some television, like races they do. I think the IndyCar races, where they'll... As the commercials are going, you can still watch what's going on the right-hand side. What we do during the break is almost as entertaining and fun as what we do on the air. We're talking about...
I don't know, some of the things I wouldn't want.
No, we don't want to go on the air. Sure. You know, Denise was talking about Phil Collins wife and an interesting issue about marriage.
Yes, that wasn't all we were talking. But go on, yeah.
What? Stop. Denise.
I just don't think people need to be kept abreast of everything we were talking about.
Your Honor, could you tell the counsel to be quiet? It's the other counsel.
I apologize.
You're out of order.
No wonder you're not married.
Not the first time.
Guilty time.
Go, Denise.
Phil Collins had been married to his ex-wife, Orion Chevy, I think is how they say her name.
Oh, yeah.
And they had been married. And
tell them how they met. It's kind of interesting. Do you remember? I know how they met.
You tell me how they met.
So they met. She was an interpreter, and she was 21 years old, and he went to, I don't know, Bangladesh or some weird country, and she was his interpreter. And they have two children together, I think one 17, one 15. But go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, no, that's right. She in 2008, when they initially divorced, she got £25 million in the divorce, and that's quite significant.
Back in those
right?
Days, yeah.
Oh, that's not a reference to weight gain. My bad.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No.
Sorry, I misread that in the article.
Why she needs two airplanes to fly across the ocean continent?
Hey, all right.
Okay.
Right.
She had married one other person twice.
In Vegas.
Right. Yeah, no. She married one other person twice. So she had been married to one person twice. And then her and Phil decided to get back together. Mm-hmm. So she divorced that person for the second time, and they got back together. And she was telling everybody, I've always thought as Phil as my husband. He's always right. The real man in my life. You know, it's so important. And so they were living together in a home in Florida.
Okay.
It wasn't a Susu studio apartment, was it? My bad.
Okay, we'll talk about Florida law in a minute. Go ahead.
So then,
I'm
just trotting out Phil Collins' song. You never heard Susu Studio, the song from Phil Collins?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
So Orianne then left and said, I'm going on a business trip, and she went to Las Vegas. She met a 31-year-old
mm-hmm.
there and got married and didn't tell Phil about
it. I'm sure there was one or two minor drinks that occurred during that time period.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know what she intended, but she did. She got married at one of those Elvis.
Yeah, the Elvis one. I know. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like.
Oh, okay. I think we know what she intended, but.
It was called the Graceland Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas, and
yeah.
She didn't tell Phil about her marriage. So now she's married. She's living back in the Florida home with Phil.
Right.
Right.
This is a great soap opera.
So this isn't about a divorce. It is about an eviction. So now Phil Collins is trying to bring eviction lawsuit against her to get her out of his Florida
home. She's staying in the house. She's like, I'm in the house. Like, hey, you got me. I'm here.
That's right.
But by the way, dear, I headed back to Vegas.
And why does he have to do an eviction? Because that is her residence. It doesn't matter if it's his home. She's been residing there. So an eviction process is the only way he's going to get her out.
What song are you playing, Cal? I can't hear it.
What would be his basis for evicting her?
All right, let's turn that down.
The basis for eviction is that, that's a very good question.
He could evict her for any reason.
I think he's got a problem there with given the way the story goes. I mean, if he wants to evict her because now she's married, so you want to evict somebody based upon a change in marital status? I'm pretty certain there are discrimination laws that prohibit that, even in Florida.
Okay,
that's probably true, but if she's not contributing to the house or anything like that, he could probably bring eviction. The question is, there's two things that we know about Florida. Florida is a very pro-tenant state.
Absolutely.
And Florida also had an eviction moratorium for
COVID
all the way until September 30th, 2020 of this year.
Now, the eviction moratorium for COVID was based upon evictions for failure to pay rent, right? But if they don't have a lease...
It was actually for failure for any reason.
Okay, but primarily when you are in a landlord-tenant relationship, you pay rent so you can live somewhere, and I would say the overwhelming majority of evictions occur because somebody fails to pay rent, and the COVID-19 relation was people aren't earning any money, but they shouldn't lose their home, give them a break. Here, what's the lease agreement? I think that's going to be an issue.
There is no lease agreement.
There is no lease agreement, so he's been allowing her to live there rent-free, so he can't claim that there's a change in circumstances. She's now not paying rent. The only thing he can really focus on here is
she's married.
That she's now married. I'm sorry, but in Florida, I mean, I'm looking at it right here, it's against the law in Florida to discriminate in terms of housing based upon race, color, national origin, sex, handicap, familial status, or religion. She has a change in marital status. That's her familial status, and if he's going to hang his hat on that to evict her, I think he's got a problem.
Well, I don't know. I would like to follow this up because, you know, he also has a claim that perhaps she's is trying to defraud him. You don't know. And, you know, there may be reasons to delay the eviction.
Yeah.
But I think that he'll probably get the eviction ultimately. But I do
well,
think
sure,
it's going to have
ultimately.
To take time to get the eviction. It's not going to be like it is in California where an unlawful detainer is going to be 20 days and it's done, right?
California.
It's going to take longer in
California
Florida.
Takes a while, too. I still think we're on the moratorium and we're COVID still.
Oh, we are.
And I think realistically, I mean, look, if she is sitting here and she's now married to somebody else, you look at it from a real-world perspective.
She's going to move him in.
I can't imagine why she'd want to still be living in the same house.
Why should she want to stay?
What are you talking about? Living in an estate in Miami of Phil Collins? I'm sure it's not a shack. She could probably live somewhere. Well, he probably doesn't even know she's there.
If he is there all the time, it's an issue. If he is not there and she's been living there in his absence, I think it makes it even harder for him.
Here's my point.
Where's the old
I guarantee you it's more than 1,500 square feet. And I bet you she could get lost in the thing. And I'm going to look up Phil Collins' Miami home on the internet and see if I can see a picture of it.
What about her new husband? He's okay with all of this?
Well, we haven't heard from him. But it is called unlawful detainer in Florida. And what it says, at least under this definition, is that a person can be removed who is residing in a home when they don't have a legal right
okay.
to the home. When there's never a lease agreement.
All right, we got 15
minutes. It's going to be interesting.
But I'm looking at Phil Collins' house in Miami.
Oh, is it gorgeous?
Yeah, they don't know she's even there.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has surpassed 8 million COVID-19 cases. That count is according to Johns Hopkins University. A fall surge of the coronavirus is starting to flare up, particularly in the Midwest. Dr. Mark Larson heads the COVID response team in Kansas City, Mo. He tells CBS News that hospitals are bursting at the seams.
As of 2 days ago, we hit our record inpatient capacity.
Mentally, emotionally, what does this do to a staff?
It adds stress. And it really does take a toll on the staff.
Michigan has more than 1,000 coronavirus patients in its hospitals for the first time since May. In North Dakota, just 22 intensive care beds remain in the entire state. Out west, New Mexico is reporting a second straight day of record-breaking cases and hospitalizations. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the northern border will remain closed until we could get the coronavirus under control here in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Okay, we're talking about Phil Collins and his ex-wife, and he's trying to evict her. The way we don't know all the details. Let's just put that out front. But we're just learning the details and trying to study all the details. But there's pictures of her new husband that is younger than her, which is, by the way, a tall, handsome man and in good shape, like Todd and I. And look, I think what's happened is they moved into the place. Phil's not there. I was thinking she moved in back with Phil to reconcile and hanging out. They're in there right now. I'm sure Phil's not hanging out in that home. He's trying to get him out. And Denise, these are just internet stuff. We're not saying it's true.
Right. And it's allegation, I believe, just from it.
Right.
But it looks like her new husband, whose name is Bates, it looks like he moved in with her in Phil Collins' Florida home. And Phil Collins is not there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's about a $33 million home on the ocean that, we got married. Oh, by the way, did you know my ex-husband is Phil Collins? Oh, really? Yeah, let's head down to Miami. I got the keys to the house.
So Phil goes on tour to earn money to pay for that $33 million house, and while he's gone, here comes
And by the way, he's 69, almost 70, and... Yeah.
But he's also rich.
Yeah. Of his own right. And he was with Genesis, right? And then he went on his own.
Yep. All I got to say is, who's going to make the money here?
The lawyers.
The lawyers. All right, let's talk about Brad Pitt. I want to talk about Brad Pitt. This is an interesting one for the following reason. Now, there's a lady, he's been sued for $100,000 for allegedly, and by the way, what's this tell you? I'm going to say the first thing, and you lawyers are going to, eyebrows are going to raise. She's pro bono. Those of you who don't said that she paid $40,000 to Brad Pitt to come and do some charity gig and events. And by the way, it wasn't one, it was like four or five, but for $40,000 or, you know, some amount, she paid out $40,000. And by the way, she was talking to him direct to show up to these gigs.
So she claims.
That's her argument in her complaint. Let me tell you, ready for this? Hint, hint. Brad Pitt is not on the phone setting up his own gigs to show up to. And by the way, 4, maybe 5 gigs, $40,000?
That guy will not talk to you
for $40,000.
I don't think he'll get in his car and put the key in for less for that much money.
And what I'm trying to say is it's sad because this lady and Brad Pitt's lawyers have answered and they've done a motion to dismiss. And what it is to me, and again, it's all allegations, it looks like she got scammed. Someone on the internet scammed her.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And that's their argument is she got scammed. They feel bad, but they're doing a motion to dismiss to say, look, and by the way, she's her own lawyer because probably the other lawyers gave her advice and said, you got scammed. It's not Brad Pitt.
Can't you see how those meetings with other potential lawyers went? Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about this case. Okay, let's set an appointment for Thursday. They meet on Thursday. So tell me what happened. All right. So
I like the all right. So I'm already.
I sent something over Twitter to this Brad Pitt account. He didn't have his picture up because he was going through a hard time. So and he spelled Pitt with 3 T's, but I'm sure it was him. And I sent this, and he said that if I sent him $10,000, he'd show up at this charity thing. It had to be legit. So I sent the $10,000, and he didn't show up. And then he did that 3 other times.
And I talked to him personally.
I talked to him personally. Now, the fact that there was somebody trying to take the order at a McDonald's drive-thru in the background is completely irrelevant. But that's what happened, okay?
Once again, adding to the lack of credibility of things you see on the internet.
Lawyer number one, I don't think I'm going to take this case, man. Lawyer number two, I don't think I'm going to take this case. After 10,
no,
now it's pro bono.
I'm going to correct you. Let's go back to lawyer number one, all right? I'm lawyer number one. Let's play this.
Okay, so it happened 4 other times.
Okay, so lawyer number. No, let me give you the name of this guy. I hate this guy. He specializes in doing these cases. Here's his name and number. Call this lawyer. He'll specialize and do it.
Thank you so much. Now, does he have a Twitter account? Can I talk to him directly there?
So you go, and by the way, here's his office address. Why don't you just pop in?
Okay. He accepts walk-ins?
Yes.
Great.
And he'll do it for free.
It's going to be interesting because she didn't just sue Brad Pitt. She sued his company, Make It Right Foundation, which helps to build the homes from the hurricane victims in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a little unclear what the contact was with the foundation, and it's very unrealistic about having direct contact with
You're
Brad
talking
Pitt.
To Brad Pitt, and you're getting $40,000 for a number of appearances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I'll bet that happens all the time.
And they feel bad. And I guess the lawyers are doing, I was reading kind of what their lawyers are doing. Brad Pitt's lawyers have got to be very careful here. Why they be careful? They don't want to look like bullies.
That's right. Gentle.
And that's the problem with pro bono client people. And the judges are very, they judges really don't like it because they got to look fair. Even though if it was another lawyer, if they make a mistake, too bad. You're not there. But the judge always gives the pro bono people extra. Not always, but a lot of times they'll give them a little extra time.
Yeah.
If,
yeah.
And it's not pro bono. Isn't it self-represented?
Yeah.
Or pro per?
Pro per.
Pro per,
yeah. Pro bono.
Pro bono.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like pro you're a YouTube fan.
How much do you figure
She's
it
doing
cost
for
Brad?
Free for herself.
How much do you figure it cost Brad to prove, Brad and I are very close, to prove that he didn't take $40,000 and stiff this lady? How much do you suppose it cost him to prove that?
Probably
cost him $40,000 easily,
yeah.
But, you know, I think a lot of people hear you ask that question, they think, so wouldn't it make more financial sense for him to just go ahead and give her the $40,000 and save the legal fees? But the problem is, if you do that and it makes it known, you open the floodgates to everybody filing the exact same thing.
I have a prediction. Yeah. I have a prediction. She's only asking for $100,000. She claims that she set up these charitable fundraisers to help his company, so this is going to result by him paying $100,000 to his foundation.
I'd imagine.
That's what's going to happen.
And if he'd have just paid it out, Jennifer Aniston would probably call up and claim the same thing.
So, ma'am, how is it that Mr. Pitt, how is it that you gave the funds to him? Oh, I Venmo'd him, and then there were a couple times by PayPal. Okay.
Gift cards. He wanted a Walmart gift card.
No.
Using his pseudonym. What's his pseudonym? Todd Kunin.
What? No! Bitcoin. I gave him Bitcoin.
40,000 bucks for a Bitcoin. How many did you give him?
Three. Right.
So I actually feel a little bit sorry for Brad Pitt. You know this happens. I bet he's just like, oh, not another person. Because there's people out there scamming. And people. And again, this is allegations. And we're not saying that she was. We're not saying that she. Her case isn't viable because I don't know, but to me it sounds difficult. And Brad Pitt's lawyer's arguments are pretty.
Isn't that a criminal case more than a civil matter, you guys?
Yeah, someone in Bangladesh probably that they're talking
to. Said he never showed up to the events and always came up with elaborate excuses.
My Lamborghini broke down.
What happened? It was, I was on my way. I was on my way when an airplane fell out of the sky.
Right in front of me.
And why don't you get one of those look-alikes?
And hit a school bus in front of me, and I had to render aid.
If you're really scamming like these scammers do, why don't you just send a Brad Pitt lookalike over there?
So, you know, he's challenging jurisdiction over him personally, over himself in that case. So he's filed a motion to dismiss to get out of the case for lack of personal jurisdiction.
Well, and there's case law on the personal jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And that I can't remember the name of the case.
Volkswagen Core versus Whitson.
Yeah, Volkswagen case. That's it. So anyway, we're going to follow the Brad Pitt case. I'm sure this happens often to Brad Pitt, but at least it's getting publicity. Radio Law Talk talked about it, right? So we're going to talk about, let's talk about Bill Murray.
Yeah, I was just saying, I teach acting, and I do acting and stuff. You know, one thing we never cover with the up-and-coming young actors is, all right, now you want to get the role, you want to be famous, let's talk about all the lawsuits and crap you're going to have to deal with if you ever do make it big. Yeah. Nobody ever talks about that.
No, that's true.
The price of fame, as they say, right? Yeah.
That's true. Tell us about Bill Murray. You guys talked about it.
It was a couple weeks ago we talked about Bill Murray. He is selling this brand of golf shirt that I haven't seen it, but I've heard it described. For lack of a better description, it is probably one of the ugliest items of apparel that one could ever wear. In fact, let's see, advertising or trying to get people to purchase this shirt, he used a song from the Doobie Brothers and didn't have authorization to do so. And lawyer from the Doobie Brothers in the letter said, among other things,
wait.
Generally punishment enough is the shirt you have to wear.
Let's not tell them.
But we will go over what the lawyer said to Bill Murray, a cease and desist, and how Bill Murray's attorneys responded.
And the best part about it is, and I didn't know about it, you're going to learn about a Bill Murray company. We're going to talk about that for a minute. We'll be back. Cal, hey, Cal, lead us out professionally.
Sure, I would
professionally.
Like to. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Please stay tuned because Radio Law Talk will continue after these messages. That's all I got, man. Sorry.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confused.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So we're talking about Bill Murray's lawyer's letter. And I did not know that Bill Murray, called William Murray, is his clothing line. And it is golf clothing line. And it's, I'm going to say, colorful clothing.
Yes. Anybody who has seen Bill Murray, he's usually a fixture at golf tournaments like the U.S. Open or anything at Pebble Beach. He's there, always plays in the pro-ams. And when he does, he is always the one out there, you know, how do I put this? Dressed in clothes that make you think that somewhere out there there's a Volkswagen that had its seat covers stolen. I mean, it's just very colorful type clothing that he wears. So he's been selling this golf shirt.
Right.
And the golf shirt is it's colorful, and he's been selling it for like $80 a pop, if not more.
Right.
And so in the ads for selling this, he used one of the Doobie Brothers songs.
And that's the good. I got the letter that the Doobie Brothers lawyer sent to Phil Collins. Did you read that about 2-3 weeks ago?
Well, I don't know if he sent it to Phil Collins, but he might have sent it
to
Bill Murray.
He sent it to Bill. Oh my God,
so
Bill Collins.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's lawyers, I'm sure.
Yes, and we read that letter a couple weeks
ago.
You know, it very. I thought it was probably one of the best cease and desist letters. Essentially, you know we have a case. We'll poke fun. If you guys just want to stop using it, we'll let it go at this point. That's
right.
The gist that I got from the letter.
Should we give it to him? Go ahead. Let's just give it to him again. Let's give it to you because we're teasing him. And some people say they didn't hear us 2-3 weeks ago. And then the reason we're bringing this up, you say, oh, if you already talked about it, is there's a response now to this letter. The letter is, and this is from R.E. Doobie Brothers, Listen to the Music.
Yes.
And this is to Mr. Murray. We're writing on behalf of our clients, the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers perform and recorded the song Listen to the Music, which Tom Johnson of the Doobie Brothers wrote. It's a fine song. This is coming from a lawyer. I know you agree because you keep using it in ads, your Zero Hucks Given golf shirts. However, given that you haven't paid to use it, maybe you should change the company name to Zero Bucks Given.
Yes.
And then he goes on, we understand that you're running other ads using music from our clients. It seems like the only person who uses our clients' music without permission more than you do is Donald Trump. That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. It says, this is the part where I'm supposed to cite the United States Copyright Act. And the reason it's hard for me to read because I've got to make it bigger.
But I'm too lazy to look up the law.
But I basically says, too lazy to look up the law and threaten you to eternal damnation for doing so. But you already earned that with those Garfield movies. You already know you can't use music in ads without paying for it. And then he says, we'd almost be okay with it if the shirts weren't so blankly ugly. But it's what it is. So the immortal words of Jean-Paul Sartre. What is it?
Jean-Paul. It's a French.
I know, but our Riviera golfer? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like.
Au revoir.
Goodbye, golfer. Pay up. Is really what did they say. Pay la vue or whatever it is. Pay la vue.
So
the response was?
The response from Murray's attorneys, they tried to. Look. The attorney tried to capitalize on some puns using the titles from various Doobie Brothers songs, but there's one paragraph in particular in the response that was just like, really? You wanted to say that? Because this does not work out well for you. Now, let's remember here that do you remember when we did the song or did the case about whether or not the song Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke infringed on the Marvin Gaye song, Gotta Give It Up? And so in the response, they point out, the attorney for Murray points out that one of the attorneys in the Doobie Brothers firms was the lawyer that argued the case on behalf of Robin Thicke, saying that it was not copyright infringement.
Right, okay? And lost.
And they lost. Now, here's the thing. Whether or not it's copyright infringement because a portion of the song is similar to something else, it's a completely different issue than actually using the entirety of the song in an ad for which you are absolutely supposed to pay. It's open and shut in that case. There is no possible claim that Bill Murray could raise to justify that.
Well, the law is defense of fair use, perhaps, but that's a very difficult defense.
Yeah. So this is the paragraph.
Like, we have the right for fair use because we're a news agency.
Yeah, so this is what the lawyer says. I'm sure that Howard King of your firm, who argued that the song Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams, and T.I., did not infringe on Marvin Gaye's composition, Got to Give It Up, would agree that your client is not harmed under these circumstances. So essentially, in that response, he's saying, yeah, we used the song, but your client wasn't harmed at all, so go away, it's no big deal. I'm sorry, that's not a defense. That is not a defense. That's not staving anything off. In fact, that's not even a denial that they were using the music.
Right.
That's a tacit admission that they were using it, but you didn't get hurt by it. That's a terrible argument.
That's right, because it's not a matter that they're not getting hurt by it. It's a matter that Bill Murray is benefiting and selling clothes and receiving compensation by using
absolutely.
That. And then that Bill Murray's attorney goes on to say that we would also like to confirm that both our firm and the good folks at William Murray Golf are indeed fans of the Doobie Brothers music, which is why we appreciate your firm's choice of taking it to the streets rather than to the courts, which are relatively overburdened minute by minute with real problems.
So that's whose lawyer?
That's Bill Murray's
lawyer. Bill Murray's lawyer responding back to the Doobie Brothers lawyer.
Using the Doobie Brothers songs.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, it's a little funny.
It's funny, but I see the Doobie Brothers going, okay, it's all fun and games, but unless you're telling me you're not going to either not use the song or start paying us for it, we will take it to the courts.
But, you know,
we try
to
do this nicely.
But, you know, you take it to the courts, the money, it's just not there. I mean, it's not the amount of money.
Thanks for your humor. Now send me a check.
Exactly. Yeah, here's $100. That's about all you deserve. You know, I don't know, man. But I guess he's using them quite a bit with the golfers. Now, here's an argument. I guess the argument could be if you're paying, what, ASAC? What's it called?
BMI.
ASCAP and BMI.
ASCAP and BMI. What if they're paying ASCAP and BMI?
They have to have a contract with them. I mean, in other words, it has to be a licensable agency, which would usually be a broadcast house or something like that.
Yeah, like us. We could play music if we have, we could do it for less than 15 seconds. That's another argument.
And here's my skepticism. What I really want to see, and I say this all the time when entertainment-related, especially music-related lawsuits or threats of lawsuits starts to raise, what I want to know is, after these back-and-forth letters between the attorneys were made public, what happened to the sales of the Doobie Brothers song, Listen to the Music, and the sales of these No Hucks Given t-shirts? Because if they went up in both cases, it just seems to me that yet again, another example of entertainers using the legal system to promote their products. And this time, they didn't even have to spend the money to file the complaint.
We're talking about it.
They just sent a bunch of letters back and forth and posted them on Twitter.
Instead of paying us to run an ad for his golf shirt,
we just
gave it to him for free.
It's been a 5-minute infomercial.
And by the way, I just did it, I didn't tweet it out, but on Instagram, I did a thing on this. And I did a shout out to Bill Murray, William Murray Clothing Line. So look, free stuff. We're here to help at Radio Law Talk. That's our whole goal, is to help all these poor, starving individuals with these copyrights.
Can we trade them a Radio Law Talk t-shirt for a couple of Bill Murray ugly shirts, maybe?
No, I don't want one of those.
Oh, yeah, we don't want one of those. They are really ugly. It's a fair point.
There was a movie back in the late 80s called From the Hip. And it was about lawyers, and essentially these two lawyers that were nothings in their firm conspired with each other to make this nothing lawsuit be a lot more than it really needed to be, and all these shenanigans went on court, but they were in on it together, and then both of them made it really big. And ever since I saw that movie, things like this come up, and I think this is a from-the-hip plot line. This is a from-the-hip plot line.
Well, I tell you, speaking of from-the-hip plot line, third hour, we're going to talk about milk, lawsuits about milk. We're going to talk about Miss Maxwell and the Scott Peterson case. Wow, did it take a turn. We're going to be back, and we're also going to do a great case or no case that hopefully us lawyers can this time guess properly. We'll be back.
We're on a roll.
Join us for hour three.
Stay tuned. The third hour is coming up after this.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
No, I won't do
that. Attention, business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.